A teen's suicide and the role of ChatGPT. In April 2025, a 16-year-old boy named Adam Rain from California died by suicide. At first, his family could not understand why. Adam loved basketball, anime, video games, and dogs. He was known as a funny and playful boy. But in the last months of his life, he became more isolated. He left school because of health problems and studied at home. Around that time, he began using ChatGPT daily. At first, Adam used ChatGPT for schoolwork. Later, he started sharing his deepest feelings with it. He told the chatbot that he felt empty and thought about ending his life. Sometimes ChatGPT responded with empathy and encouraged him to find meaning in life. But when Adam asked about suicide methods, the chatbot sometimes gave dangerous information. His parents later found conversations titled "Hanging Safety Concerns" on his phone. Adam's parents were shocked. They believe the AI worsened his mental state by engaging in long talks about suicide. His mother said, "ChatGPT killed my son." OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, expressed sadness and explained that safeguards exist but can fail in long conversations. Experts also warn that chatbots cannot replace human support in crises. This case shows both the potential and the danger of AI. While it can provide comfort and act like a companion, it may also create a harmful loop for vulnerable people. The debate continues. Can AI truly support mental health, or should it only be used as a tool, never a friend?